This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. Hello, everyone. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington, ready to take you on an exciting and entertaining journey of Pan-African music and more. It's great to have you on. My playlist today includes awesome music from the continent, Amapiano, Maskandi, Egyptian pop, Afrobeats, Bonga flavor, Ghanaian Afropop, and more. And also fresh news about the big winners and nominees at the 30th South African Music Awards that happened over the weekend and the upcoming Grammy Awards. At the back half, I present a tribute to the life and work of American music legend Quincy Jones, who passed away February 3rd. And then, on a happier note, we wrap up the hour in Nairobi with international superstar and one quarter of the group Sauti Sol, Bien. Now, Bill Odidi sits with him for an in-depth, chill conversation about his coming of age as a successful solo artist. Also, his album he released last year, Alusa, Why Are You Topless? So that's the show. Now let's get to the music. We kick it off with new Bonga flavor by Mario. This is a brand new track released just a couple weeks ago. It's called Unanche Kesha.
It's the kids, baby.
Unanche Kesha.
Chakuchekesha, aende akachekeshi Ni mtu mzima, anantishia nyao Eti kosta zikosta, anasema tuachani Minka mwacha, minsa mvoni Wana ni ganda ganda Kalandizi kasawa, zintupia maganda Ni mtoto wa Mungu, ya natumia waganga Kabla jafuka mtu akatukana mamba Tulisema spati baby, huyo nani Tulisema spati mtoto mkani Uyo vip, nanche kesha Halo Halo Nanche kesha Nanche kesha Ukifiga zimu Misogoti, misogoti Kituma meseji na funguwa na ujubuwa
Ukipiga simu misogoti, misogoti Kituma meseji na funguwa na ujubuwa
Usipige simu misogoti, misogoti Nikona mchumba, chumba kina sumbuwa
Usipige simu misogoti, misogoti Nikona mchumba, chumba kina sumbuwa
Misha mvoni, wana ni ganda ganda Alandizi kasawa nitukia maganda Mimtoto wa Mungu ya natumia waganga Kabla jafuka mtu wakatukana mamba Tulisema spati baby, huyo nani Tulisema spati mtoto mkani Huyo vipi na nchekesha
Tanzania. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. You're at the top of Music Time in Africa. Here's Viviane, a remix by Prince Aimé featuring Lily Anoma, Therapy, Malou, Le Viber, and Magasco out of Cameroon.
Never been
oh,
in
Jano
Shopping on my face on my chin Never been in
Jano
fort. Le gars même déjà couché à terre. Donc on lui un peu, sinon la famille va vraiment venir ici porter le corps. Enlève même un peu, tu sais, tu les guis, non? On vous dit que le gang peut tuer. Vous croyez que c'est une métaphore, n'est-ce pas? Voilà ça devant vous alors. Le tout si mort, c'est mort. Il connaît ton kata, tu connais son mata. Soit tu le gères, là là là. Soit vous allez, c'est ma shiba au sol. Soit vous allez, c'est ma fini on gata.
Koko anga sobli induguru bola lentim mnga karini wa boibita ndifanga yebaga yeni bitan ile namba vijano ne mita tami mori singina tumi yon mi temi o te singi wazi kangwa din kwa tingi ngiki na lamnya zumana kondengi mzini ya bomisi
no
tune. It's an old tune that was just remixed by Prince MA and his colleagues. Do you know that he was living in abject poverty? Number one, he's blind. And number two, he was living in, according to a Facebook page from Cameroon, what is it? It's 231. What is the country code for Cameroon? 237 Showbiz. He was living in abject poverty in France and had to beg for food to survive and eventually begged for enough money to get a ticket back home to Cameroon. Good thing he did, because that is just great. All right. We are moving on now. We're going to northern Ghana, and we're going to listen to this tune called Now I Know. It's new, and it is by the region's, I would say, two top guns in music, Chief One and Fancy Gadam.
They preach love, open one I love. They judge this woman in gong 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 gong. I could gong 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 gong. You are do my butch in gong gong. May not give them time cause I'm done gong. They judge this woman in gong 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 gong. I could gong 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 gong. You are do my butch in gong gong. May not give them time cause I'm done gong gong gong. My phone can came from my phone. Yeah, my y'all can came from my phone. Now I know. My cocaine came from the I'm not dancing, I'm a
my yella tuma da ban yila moye mangoli my hitr me kaba bugur me do min sabra me men dal kala me ajama kala ra ti bu kum bu ka wum ka wara taranu popo ni ni kanera piri piri parara ya te bambo ya te damba na fitin du moye ya te damba bidin damba mo ya te nyamba tinje na sara na bezamba
everybody, it's your boy BN all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, the 254, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa on the VOA to English service. Keep it here, man.
Yeah. All right, BN. We're going to hear from him at the end of the hour, as I mentioned earlier. Hello, everyone. This is Heather Maxwell. Now, we are going to listen to some more music, of course, but before we do, let me just make some announcements. Major music award news. First, the Grammys, the 67th annual Grammy Awards coming up this February in Los Angeles, California. The nominations were announced for that Friday. Leading the pack in terms of Africans is Tems, who earned three nominations for Best R&B Song, Best African Music Performance. Remember, that was the new category that began last year. And for Best Global Music Album. Tems will be competing alongside other Nigerian superstars like Yemi, Alade, Asake, and Wizkid. Also, Burna Boy and Davido. But in addition to that African music category, she and Rema have also secured nominations in the Best Global Music Album category. Let's listen to Tems, Love Me Jeje.
Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly with you, fly in the sky in the night. Hold me in your arms and love me. Up like never. Anything you want and I'ma do whatever. Because I love and I love and I love and I love you only. Because I need and I need and I need and I need you more. Yeah, you know I run and I run and I run and I run. Fly, fly in the sky in the night. Put me in your arms and your love and your
sugar, my honey, I'm tender lover.
Oh, sugar, my honey, I'm tender lover.
right, and that was Tems with Love Me Jeje. Tems is leading the pack amongst the African nominees for the upcoming Grammy Awards that are taking place this February. Hello, everyone. In case you're just joining, I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa on the Voice of America. I'm broadcasting from Washington, D.C., the VOA headquarters. Now, moving to the South African Music Awards. Those took place last weekend. Tyla, of course, swept the house. She won International Achievement, Female Artist of the Year, Newcomer of the Year, and Best Pop Album. For Best Maskandi Album, Ukacheni swept up the award with Uhilo Nonyoko. And the best streamed song of the whole year was Nike by Tyler ICU and Tumelo.za featuring DJ Maparisa, Nandipa 808, and Sika. We're going to listen to Ukacheni and the song Nike. Here's Ukacheni with Emendweni. This song's not actually on the album that he won the SAMA Award for, but I love it so much. So here it is. It's called Emendweni. It comes off of his Inhlupheko album from 2022. From the Samas. This is the best streamed song of the year, Nika by Tyler ICU and Tumelo Now, there's a little bit of controversy about it because I guess those two are getting called out a little bit for expropriating Nika by the co-creators, Nandipa 808 and Sika. There's a lot of this, and they're saying they're not getting paid. I don't know if any of that is true, though. If you're interested, check it out. Find out the truth. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram, Facebook, or even email hmaxwell@voanews.com.
Nazim Bakour, Intarit from Algeria, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
Listen, we've got two more songs before we get to the back half of the hour, where first I pay tribute to Quincy Jones, who passed away recently. And also we meet BN from Kenya with Bill Odidi. But right now we're going to Egypt with Betsada Kadabin, You Believe Liars by Ahmed Saad. This song is from his album Ashki Lamin from 2003.
Oh,
Everyone, I hope you're enjoying the show, doing well, chilling out, relaxing. Now, you know, normally at this time, I play the number one Billboard Hot 100 song of the week, and I am doing that. But at the same time, I'm bringing up the fact that, and back to the Grammy nominees that were just revealed, the same song is up for a Grammy Award in the alt country category. You know it, a bar song. Or Tipsy by Shaboozy.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries. The list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar. I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget. Woke up drunk at 10 a.m. We gon' do this shit again. Tell your girl to bring a friend. Oh, Lord. One. Here comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. Tell them bring another round. We need plenty more. Two stepping on the table. She don't need a dance floor. Oh, my. Good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Daniels. Comes the 2 to the 3 to the 4. When it's last call and they kick us out the door. It's getting kinda late, but the ladies want some more. Oh my good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jack Dale's got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street.
Hello, my name is Analo Kanga. I am a musician, jazz saxophonist, and recording artist. And you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
All right. Hello, everyone. Are you ready for the back half of the hour? Let's go.
Thank you so much indeed, Heather. This is Bill Odidi in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. Now, guess what? We've come to meet a top Kenyan artist. You may remember him as one quarter of the highly successful Kenyan group, Sauti Sol. The group is currently on a hiatus, and that is why the singer, songwriter, guitarist, and producer, all-round talent, has been flourishing as a solo act since the release of his album, Alusa, Why Are You Topless? We'll hear a little bit more about that intriguing title in the course of our conversation. But for now, I'll allow him to introduce himself.
My name is Bien. Official names are Bieneme Alusa. I am a musician from Nairobi, Kenya. I am a quarter of a group called Sauti Sol, which, as you said, is currently on hiatus. And I'm now pursuing my solo journey. Put out my first album a year ago, and it's been beautiful since. I'm learning so much about myself, and I can't wait to share with the world what I'm learning.
You've been traveling quite a bit, and especially in Nigeria. How do those experiences feed into the music that you're making?
My wife is Nigerian, first of all. Being in Lagos and experiencing their culture makes me want to write music. I went for a media tour there to push my single Wahala with Adekunle Gold.
Yeah.
And wow, man. When I go to these places, man, the thing that really warms my soul is just seeing Africans waking up for Africa every morning.
I mean, Wahala, these are two diverse cultures, and you bring them together. This pidgin, there's you, the Luya from Western Kenya, Ingo.
Yo.
And it's just a perfect mashup.
The one thing I'm learning now, previously, as a songwriter, I've tried to be understood. I've written in English a lot, Swahili a lot. And I'm just going to a level in my life where my culture is becoming the most important thing for me. So I'm really, really big on writing in Luya now. As in, if Wahala reflects anything, like, my next album is going to be a very, very big mix of traditional Kenyan music elements and taking that from music festivals to the world stage. Because I feel like that's where the missing link is. When I look at Nigeria and other countries who are seemingly doing better than us in the arts and culture, it's because they've been able to make a connection between their culture traditionally and what it means to them today and translate that into art. I should lock you down tonight, cause you carry contraband. You say pour some kind of wine, we are no fee understand. Ocean gong gong, come on road, baby, lorry gong gong. I'm gonna take you home tonight. Oh, necessary, oh, di da da. Wahala.
So much has changed for you personally in the last few years. How do you put all of those changes, the transformation, in words? I mean, is it even possible? How would you describe?
I think the only way to describe
the way things have evolved.
Yeah, it's I can't put it in words. I can put it in the art. Anybody who's listening to the art will feel a progression in a certain direction. I don't know if it's the right direction, but mostly just growth. When I started doing my solo journey, I wasn't half the artist I am now. Because I feel like just now I've learned so much more about myself.
And traveling has a big part to do with that.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, you connect with different people.
And playing a lot also. This year I've really played many shows across the world. And that also has really opened up my mind and my artistry.
How does that feel like when you're standing on the stage and it's now you being the solo artist?
Yeah.
Well,
I'm used to having four other... I'm used to being in a quartet.
Yeah.
But... I've grown into it slowly. I'm still growing into it.
The first few shows must have been
they were terrible.
Very strange.
They were terrible. They were terrible, man. Like, I didn't even know what to do with myself. You know, I'm used to singing, being on stage, singing one verse and maybe the chorus. But now here I am, singing a whole song, dancing. And I didn't know myself at that point. That's why I'm saying that those first shows were terrible. But now, I've done it so many times.
Yeah. Oh, Susanna, I hope you're happy now. On the ground with your sponsor, Susanna. I hope you're happy now. I see you change your skin color, and your hair is longer now. Well, the point I wanted to make is that it's so easy to be in a comfort zone. Salty Soul here, you guys were so successful.
Yeah, I know. And then you just upset the setup.
Yeah, we can't understand it. I mean, why fix it if it's not broken?
Yeah, I don't know. It was starting to become work. Sometimes you're in the same company for 20 years, 25 years, and then you just need a new job. And that's just a journey. And I think this is a season that is necessary to make us better for our next Salty Soul season. Change your mind and come back home. Somebody love.
coming back to Bien, what's Bien's identity now as distinct from the Bien that we saw in Soul to Soul? Is it an evolution, or do you feel like you've carved a whole new identity?
I feel like I'm in the course of carving a whole new identity, but I'm definitely a very different human. My next album is going to be now the beginning of the new identity. Because in this album, honestly, I'm Bien from Soul to Soul in my previous album.
Yeah.
So now my next album needs to be, who is this guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I'm in the course of carving out now.
Yeah. How did you approach the album from like a creative perspective?
My previous one, Alusa Why You Topless.
Alusa, yeah.
Alusa Why You Topless is about audacity.
The title.
The title of the album, Alusa Why You Topless, came from my mom calling me during the Shike. When we were
Shike by Soul to Soul.
Yeah. And she was like, yo, Alusa, why are you topless? That was
so. Your mom actually called and
she's like, "Yeah, Alusa, why are you topless?" And I explained to her, but you know that moment of toplessness also was so liberating for us and liberating for art in general in this territory. We were banned everywhere in Kenya. No one would play us. Everyone was like, "These boys have gone bad." But that's the first time we started getting shows in Nigeria, in Uganda, in Tanzania, in different places. Yeah.
So you had to be doing something right.
We were doing something right. It's just people weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the audacity I'm carrying with me in, you know, the future, into this new space.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet news.
Sweet, sweet news.
I went to London. I worked with Sammy Soso.
Yeah. Who's Sammy Soso? I mean, I heard you talk about him and I started to Google him. And Sammy Soso worked with
Sammy Soso. Produced Water.
Yeah, Water.
The biggest song in the world, guys. And many other. They ain't never seen a pretty girl from Joburg. Yeah. You know, and that's one of them.
Tyler.
Yeah, Tyler. Yeah. And Sammy Soso is Tyler's main producer. And he was also a main producer in my album as well. Here I worked with So Fresh and
So Fresh, so great.
Amazing guys, these guys are so talented. The world needs to experience them. So and Fresh. I collaborated a lot with a lot of artists, with Miss Banks,
Arista.
Man, the list is too long. But the aim was also to put myself out there and announce to them that I'm coming as BN now and I'm open for business.
When I hear Lost and Found, and I hear a bit of an I'm a piano vibe there, and then the guitar brings me back to East Africa.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't like the song in the beginning when I was recording that song. I remember fighting with Sammy Soso in the studio because I thought it at that time I was fighting myself, and I didn't want songs that sound very South East Soul because I just feel like that time I was escaping being exactly what South East Soul's album would be, but now just be and singing. And the first time I recorded Lost and Found, I'll be honest with you, I did not like the song. And now it is my favorite song in the album, in an including performance, even live.
Yeah.
It is the first song in my set. Like, it's such a beautiful song. Even when I wrote it, I didn't know what I was writing. But now everything in that song speaks to my life.
With my right hand on the Bible, I question my own damn survival. How did I get here? Every night I have a bother. How did I get here? It's a bitter pill to swallow. Don't you give up on me, baby? Oh, baby, yeah. I'll be the one you need, baby. Oh, baby, yeah.
I mean, I'll tell you about another song. When I had Chiquere, I was stunned because those words, they're deep, you know, the arrangement is like sort of sparse, but it's so beautiful. She must have been proud of you.
Yeah, Chikwere is the song I wrote for my engagement when I was getting engaged to my wife. I sang her song and that was the song. But you see, I got engaged in 2016. When was that? A long time ago. The song came out in 2020, 2022, 2023 or something.
Maybe you are not ready to share it with the public.
Yeah, you know. I think people like the honesty of the song.
Really honest, yeah.
Hey, love. I think I'm ready now. I've been so patient, anticipating, and you came along. So I decided to write you a song. And if you don't know by now, darling, you've changed me. Rearrange me from a boy to a man. Understand, you know it just keeps getting better. Ever since I met her, no saving this for later. It's now or never, my love. Oh, my love, will you say yes?
So, Bien, you've got tours lined up for the rest of the year. Where are you taking the music? In
rest of the year, I'm going to London and Germany and Finland for a mini Europe tour. After that, I'll be going to Tanzania. I'm going to Burundi. For Christmas, I want to go to Dakar because I've just never been to Dakar.
Senegal, yeah. Amazing place. Been there.
Yeah.
Bien, it's been a great privilege
spending time
conversation with you. Thanks for your time and being so generous with your stories and your knowledge and your experience. I can only say that keep scaling those heights.
Asante, bro.
Amazing.
Bless.
In the end, when it's all said and done, I promise you with my heart that I'll do my best to always be there and to play my part. Don't you understand? You know it just keeps getting better ever since I met. It's now on me, my love. Oh, my love, will you say yes?
Wow, is that a beautiful ballad or what? Bien Aimé Alusi singing Chikwere, a song that, as he says, he wrote and performed for his wife during their engagement. Check out that song and others that we played in the course of our conversation on the album Alusa, Why Are You Topless? I'm Bill Odidi here in Nairobi for Music Time in Africa. And now back to Heather for much more from around the continent.
Just keeps getting better. Ever since I...
Yeah, all right. That was terrific. Thank you, Bill, and thank you, Bien. Now, guess what, guys? Hello. We are at the back half final feature of the hour. You know what Bill just mentioned, from the continent, but actually we are coming to the U.S. of A. for this second feature. Quincy Jones, one of America's biggest influences on American music, died on Sunday, February 3rd. He was 91 years old. Now, you might not know his name off the bat, but by the time I finish this tribute, I think you're going to realize that you actually do know him and some of his music, even though he was American. I bring this to you because his work has impacted the world of music for nearly 100 years, and he was an absolute phenomenon. He was a trumpeter, bandleader, arranger, composer, producer, and winner of 27 Grammy Awards. He was also a husband and a father. Here's his daughter, Rashida Jones, from Los Angeles, California, in 2018, breaking down the facts of her dad to the press.
He's been nominated for 79 Grammys and won 27. He is one of, I think, 20 EGOT winners in the world. That's the holy quadrant of awards, for anybody who doesn't know, the Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony. And oh yeah, he also produced the biggest selling album of all time and the biggest selling single of all time. So no big deal.
Okay, Reuters news agency and others published several interesting facts and obits, tributes, some of which I'm going to share here. Beginning with this fun fact, Jones' work reached the moon. He said Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon on the Apollo 11 lunar mission in 1969, told him that he played Frank Sinatra's 1964 Jones produced recording of Fly Me to the Moon before setting out on the lunar surface. So I guess the song didn't actually go to the moon, but the astronaut had that melody in his head. Do you know it? It's a jazz, classic jazz tune.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Jones wrote more than 30 movie scores, too. Co-produced the film The Color Purple and composed the theme songs for the television shows Sanford and Son, Ironside, and The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, which launched the career of actor Will Smith.
Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down, and I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air.
A studio workaholic and virtuoso at handling delicate egos, Quincy Jones shaped recordings by jazz greats like Miles Davis. He produced Frank Sinatra, who gave Jones the nickname Q, and left instructions that after his death, Jones be given his ring bearing the Sinatra family crest from Sicily. And Q put together the superstar ensemble that recorded the 1985 fundraiser, We Are the World, the biggest hit song of its time. Remember that? Quincy's circle of friends included some of the best-known figures of the 20th century, indeed. He dined with artist Pablo Picasso, met Pope John Paul II, helped Nelson Mandela celebrate his 90th birthday, and he once retreated to actor Marlon Brando's private island in Tahiti for a month to recover from a mental breakdown that was caused by his divorce from his wife, actress Peggy Lipton. Everything he did, they say, was stamped with his universal and undeniable hipness. The Irish rock band U2's frontman Bono called Jones, quote, the coolest person I've ever met, unquote. Here he is in 2014 in London speaking with a reporter about his friendship with English actor Michael Caine.
We were born the same year, month, day, and hour. We're celestial twins. So, you know, you can't plan that. That's either happens or it doesn't, you know. And we go back 45 years ago when I did the Italian job. My son was born here, too. And it's just the memories that just make my soul smile.
And Q wasn't stingy with praise for others, either. On Ray Charles and soul music, listen to this.
Ray is a nation. I mean, you talk about everybody else and you talk about Ray Charles. That's the way I feel about it. You know, he invented it. He really did. He put it in a place that's never been before.
Speaking of Ray Charles, Quincy Jones attended his own memorial service in 1974. He suffered a brain aneurysm that year and wrote in his autobiography that doctors gave him only a 1% chance of surviving surgery. Now, I guess pessimistic friends went ahead and arranged a service for him, but within a month, Jones had recovered so well that he attended the service, which featured music by American music legends of the 20th century, Marvin Gaye, Sarah Vaughan, Ray Charles, and Cannonball Adderley. On the death of his dear friend Michael Jackson, Quincy Jones had this to say.
what surprises me sometimes, the people that get distracted and myopic about Michael's eccentricities when they listen to his music and watch his performance, that's like somebody saying, hey, there's a cobweb on the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel.
Wow. All right. During their collaborations, he and Michael, he called Michael smelly, but it had nothing to do with odor. When they were together, Michael Jackson always avoided saying curse words and would use the word smelly as an alternative. American rapper Tupac Shakur once criticized Quincy in a magazine interview for his relationships with white women, including his three wives. Shakur later, though, dated Jones's daughter, Kidada, and he was engaged to her at the time of his death in 1996. Now, one last word about Quincy Jones. His most lasting achievements were, in fact, the collaborations with Michael Jackson. They made three landmark albums: Off the Wall in 1979, Thriller in 1982, and Bad in 1987. That changed the landscape of American popular music. Thriller sold as many as 70 million copies, with six of the nine songs on the album becoming top 10 singles. There is so much more to say about Quincy Jones. We don't have time here, but one thing is for sure. Quincy Jones's legacy lives on now, and forevermore it will, in American music.
It's close to me.
Jackson's Thriller, produced by the late Quincy Jones. It is time to say goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Can't wait to meet you again next week. Also, big thank you to Bill Odidi and Bien from Kenya, and also to Reuters News Agency, and for sound bites and facts on the late Quincy Jones. This program broadcasts live on shortwave and select local FM stations every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can also find us online at voaafrica.com anytime. Till next time, stay beautiful and stay safe.